You can hear a lot of American history when you listen to old American songs. This one is known as Frankie and Johnny. It's been recorded by everyone from Duke Ellington to Mae West to Elvis. If you're like me, you heard this song many times without knowing the story behind it. But it turns out the song describes a real murder. A woman named Frankie Baker killed her cheating boyfriend. It happened in St. Louis in 1899. A newspaper headline proclaimed, "Negro shot by woman."
The shooting occurred at the woman's home after a quarrel over another woman named Nellie Bly. Police, pending investigation, made no arrests.
Cecil Brown, who researched that story, says songwriters took over next.
And ballad makers were pretty much like newspaper writers. They were trying to update information as it came out.
A number of modern writers gather up that information in a new book of essays about American ballads. It's called The Rose and the Briar. It traces many old songs, including Frankie and Johnny. The song was likely composed in St. Louis shortly after the murder, and it spread nationwide. It became the basis for two Hollywood movies, and over the course of a century, the lyrics evolved. Even the names changed. The man that Frankie killed was really named Albert.
You know, what happened was the parents of Albert, a very elder couple, they begged the ballad makers, "Don't use our son's name." So they changed the name very early to Johnny. So Frankie and Johnny became the standard.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. Oh, Lord, how they did love. Swore to be true to each other, as true as the stars above. He was her man. He wouldn't do her wrong.
If you just give a superficial listening to this song today, what you hear is a love triangle that ends in a murder. But some of the versions of this song suggest a good deal more about what kind of people were involved.
Oh, exactly. Frankie was known as a streetwalker, and her lover, Albert, in addition to being a ragtime piano player, was also probably a Mac or a pimp.
Frankie, she was a good woman, as everybody knows. Spent $100 just to buy her man some clothes.
Women do not pay $100 for their boyfriend's clothes.
Or at least they didn't in 1899.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And I think it's pretty true to the facts that she paid this money for him because she was keeping him.
And this version of the song got repeated and embellished and changed countless ways over the years, right?
Oh, for sure. Do you have the Guy Lombardi version? In 1942, Guy Lombardo recorded what you call a cleaned-up version.
There's no more pimping.
There's no more pimping. Frankie goes to the drugstore to get some ice cream. And the soda jerk tells her that Johnny has been making love to Nellie Bly.
She got a surprise when she saw Nellie and Johnny were making love and sipping soda through a straw.
Why do you think so many people picked up this song and also altered it for their own purposes?
I think ballads tend to record and reflect those things deep in our psychics that we can't ever get over. Pretty much, I guess, we today would have, say, something like the Scott Peterson case, which incidentally would make a great ballad 100 years ago because it has all these elements of a story that happened, but we're not sure exactly what happened.
The song has also changed in this regard. Different versions of the songs have different punishments for Frankie for killing someone that she loved.
Frankie, she said to the warden, "What are they going to do?" The warden, he said to Frankie, "It's electric chair for you."
In reality, she did not go to jail, and she got off through self-defense, and she said, "I was afraid of Albert. He beat me unmercifully a few days before the big blow-off. My eye was festered and sore from that lacing when I went before Judge Clark. He noticed it, too."
The judge said to Frankie, "You're going to be justified for killing the man."
A lot of people in the community were not satisfied with this position that the judge took to Frankie, and they had one ballot that says, "Judge tried little Frankie on an electric fan. Judge says, you're free, woman. Now go kill another man."
This seems like a song that everybody brings their own editorial comment to.
Oh, certainly. I was listening to an Elvis Presley version of it, and Presley changed it to the first person.
"I gambled, I tried to change my luck with a chick named Nellie Bly.
I was Frankie's man.
Somehow I imagine Frankie in this version twirling the gun and dancing while shooting Elvis Presley.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I like that version.
Frankie, I beg, please don't shoot me. They'll put you away in the safe. You know they'll put you where the cold wind blows from the hottest corner here.
Frankie, as well, her life went on.
Yes, she left St. Louis because the song was in the streets and she was humiliated, so she moved to Omaha, Nebraska. She discovered the song was there too, so she ended up in Portland, Oregon, where she began a life of respectability. One reporter describes her as sitting in her window playing solitaire over and over again until the cards were worn out, and she'd crack another deck open and continue playing solitaire, and she eventually went insane. She's reported to have said to the doctor when he asked her, how long have you been living in Portland? She said about 100 years and added that I'm the one that wrote the song about.
And that's the true story of Frankie Baker, as told by Cecil Brown. He wrote an essay about Frankie and Johnny for the new book, The Rose and the Briar, Death, Love, and Liberty in the American Ballad.